Alice in Wonderland. It is a hot summer day. Alice and her sister are sitting under a tree. Alice's sister is reading a book.
"Must I really listen to your story?"
Alice asks.
"Your book has no pictures."
"A book without pictures is boring,"
she yawns. Suddenly, she hears a funny voice.
"Oh dear, I'm late."
Oh, it's a white rabbit. A white rabbit with pink eyes and pink ears. A white rabbit with a blue tie. A white rabbit with yellow shoes. How strange, Alice thinks. A talking rabbit with a watch. Where is he going? She follows him down a big hole. Down and down she falls.
Oh no! I'm falling down to the centre of the earth.
Down, down, down. Lucky Alice. She lands safely on some dry leaves. The white rabbit is here too.
"I'm going to catch you, funny rabbit,"
Alice says. But white rabbits run faster than little girls. Alice walks into a room where there are a lot of doors. All the doors are locked. How can she get out of here? A tiny key is on a table. A tiny key for a tiny door, of course. She opens the small door and discovers a beautiful garden outside. But Alice is too big to get through this small door. She closes the door again and looks at the table. On top of the table, there is a little bottle. "Let's drink this bottle and see what happens." She drinks a drop and... It's delicious. Oh, and look, I'm getting smaller. How wonderful! But now Alice is too small to reach the tiny key on the table. Suddenly, she sees a cake under the table. Oh, it looks delicious. I'm going to eat it. She eats the cake. And how extraordinary. She begins to grow. She grows and grows and grows. But now she is very, very big. Too big for the door. She begins to cry. She cries and cries and cries. The white rabbit comes back in a great hurry. He has a pair of white gloves in one hand and a large fan in the other. Alice calls him in a timid voice.
"Please, sir?"
The white rabbit is terrified. Alice is a giant now. He drops his gloves and fan.
"Sir, your gloves and fan!"
But the rabbit runs away.
"It's so hot today."
Alice picks up the fan and fans herself. But the fan is magic and she begins to shrink. She shrinks and shrinks and shrinks. Alice falls into a pool of her own tears and starts to swim. A mouse is swimming next to her.
"Where is he going? I must follow him,"
Alice thinks. Suddenly, Alice hears the rabbit's voice again.
"What are you doing here? Run home and fetch me my gloves and fan. Quick now."
Oh, he must think I'm his maid. Alice obeys and runs to the rabbit's house. She goes into the rabbit's little bedroom and sees a small bottle. She puts the bottle to her lips. Just a little drop. Oh, no! She grows and grows and grows. Alice is too tall now.
My poor house! Go away, ugly monster!
The White Rabbit shouts. He starts to throw pebbles at poor Alice.
Ouch! That hurts! Don't do that again, she says.
But the pebbles turn into cakes, so Alice takes one and tastes it. She begins to shrink again. It's time to go. Alice reaches a wood. She looks around and sees a caterpillar sitting on a big mushroom and smoking a big pipe. Excuse me, Mr. Caterpillar. I am too small. I want to grow taller. Can you help me? Alice asks.
It's very easy, young lady. Look at this mushroom. You eat one side and you become taller. You eat the other side and you become shorter.
Alice eats a piece of mushroom. She grows taller than the trees and her neck looks like a long snake.
Don't eat my eggs, ugly snake!
She then eats another piece of mushroom and she shrinks to her natural size at last. Ah, much better. Now, let's find that beautiful garden. Alice sees a big cat sitting in a tree. What a strange smile. That cat has a lot of teeth, Alice thinks. Hello, pretty cat. Can you please tell me who lives here?
A hatter lives here. A March Hare lives there. The hatter is mad. The March Hare is mad. I'm mad. You're mad. Everybody's mad.
Are they really mad? Let's find out. Alice reaches the March Hare's house. The March Hare and the Mad Hatter are having tea together.
You can't sit here. There's no room, they cry.
But there's plenty of room, Alice says.
Have some wine, little girl, the hare says.
I can't see any wine, Alice answers. There isn't any wine. This tea party is stupid. Goodbye. Alice reaches the beautiful garden at last. The gardeners are actually cards, playing cards. There is two. There is five, too. Why are you painting those roses? Alice asks.
Well, they're white, you see, Two says. The Queen only likes red roses, and we don't want the Queen to cut off our heads. She's coming,
Five cries. The Queen appears.
What are you doing?
She asks the gardeners.
Your Majesty, off with their heads,
the Queen screams. Don't worry, Alice says to the gardeners, and she hides them in a flower pot. The Queen invites Alice to play croquet. What a strange game. The balls and the mallets are animals, hedgehogs, and flamingos.
Attention, please, the rabbit announces. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts.
The Queen is furious. The knave must be punished.
Call the first witness, the King says to the White Rabbit.
The Mad Hatter comes in.
Tell me what you know, the King says.
I know that the March Hare... That's not true, Your Majesty,
the Hare shouts.
Well, actually, the Dormouse... Nonsense!
The Dormouse cries.
Next witness, Alice!
The White Rabbit exclaims.
Tell me what you know, the King says.
I don't know anything, Alice answers.
Off with her head!
The Queen screams. Suddenly, all the cards jump on Alice. But the little girl is not afraid.
You can't hurt me,
she cries.
After all, you're only a pack of cards. You're only a pack of cards. You're only a pack of cards. You're only a pack of cards.
Wake up, Alice. It's just a dream, her sister says. Ah, oh, a very strange dream indeed, Alice says. And so she tells her sister about all her strange adventures in Wonderland.